Due to the little woman dropping so many F-bombs, this episode may not be suitable for younger listeners.
When the will defies fear, when duty throws the gauntlet down to fate, when honor scorns to compromise with death, that is heroism. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
A fast week.
It was a fast week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Usually goes by quickly.
Yeah, pretty good week.
Mm-hmm.
We did some stuff this weekend.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We went up to, or went down to Seattle.
Yeah, for us it's going down.
Yeah, to actually Bellevue.
Yes.
To the Darwin Day event put on by Seattle Atheist.
Yes, we did.
Had a good time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've seen better Darwin Days, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. It was kind of quick.
It was. It went by quick.
Yeah. Which is, it was good. It was nice weather that day, which doesn't happen too often around here. But no. Anyways, can we get on with the show?
I suppose.
Thank you.
All right. So we do have Twitterers this week.
Twitterers.
So we have just me, and that's not just me.
That's just me.
We have Trumpy the Clown. Alt-Left Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Millionaire Mindset. Jules. Trailer Park Atheist. Dumb All Over Podcast. Zachary Davis. Hyperloop HTT. Alone at the Lunch Table. That was me. Auto Radio.
I was never alone at the lunch table.
Well, I wasn't actually alone, but, you know, some days it felt like it.
I either never went to the cafeteria, or when I did, it was with a bunch of friends, so.
Yeah, that was fun.
Anyways,
we do have a real show to get to.
That's usually why we're here.
Oh, but we should probably thank the Twitterers
of
for
course.
Following us.
Absolutely.
And if other people wanted to follow us, where would they go?
Don't ask, don't know.
At Secular Yakking.
I was going to say Secular Yakking, if that helped.
Every time.
It is not a necessity in my life. Thank you very much.
Obviously.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, there is another thing going on, which sadly we can't go to.
Okay.
It's called NanoCon.
All right.
It's the Nashville Nuns Convention.
Oh, okay.
And not nuns.
I know what you mean.
So that's going on March 18th in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
The keynote speaker is Matt Dillahunty. There'll be Mandisa Latifa Thomas and JT Eberhard speaking as well.
Mm-hmm.
Callie Wright's going to be doing a workshop, and there'll be other workshops as well, including one on podcasting, which will have Tucker Drake, which just followed us, the Atheist in the Trailer Park podcast.
Oh, you're right.
Joe Kendek, Chris Watson, who was on our show a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I think Bobby C. from No Religion Required is going to be the MC. As far as I understand.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to go, it's March 18th, you can look up their Twitter account at Nashville Nuns, as well as their Facebook page. It's $15 up until March 20th, I think. That's a weird date.
Okay. Yeah, so fortunately for us, that's too far for...
A little far.
Yeah, for this time around, that's for sure.
It sounds like fun.
But if we did go, we could visit family members and make it a dual thing.
We could. Nashville's a little far away from Asheville.
Yeah, but it's all over there.
If we were going down there, we'd be doing ReasonCon, which is in Hickory.
Oh, now that's like right around the corner.
Hickory.
Like literally.
Yeah, it's like an hour.
Barely even that.
In Hickory.
Hickory. They're good furniture.
I can't say it without saying the southern part. So.
All right.
It's how I grew up saying it's Hickory.
You weirdo.
Anyways, so that sounds like fun. Go to their Facebook page or whatever. See if you want to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some people are fortunate enough to be close enough to do so.
Yeah.
And we always like to drive more than anything because we're road people.
Yeah, I just can't drive to...
I hate flying. Flying sucks.
Yeah, that's like a 3-day road trip to get to Nashville.
Yeah, well, give or take.
Yeah, roughly.
From here, it might take longer.
Yeah.
But anyways...
So I got some stuff that might make you angry.
That's
and we
easy.
Might actually have to hit that explicit tag on this one.
I thought we were doing that anyways.
Well, just on the shows where we have to actually do it. I'm not
okay.
I'm not always explicit.
right.
Sometimes I'm just straightforward.
You need to keep going on the show.
Fine. So we're going to talk about blue laws in North Dakota.
I thought you said blue balls.
No, not blue balls. Of course, after this, there might be some blue balls.
You need to keep reading.
Anyways, the repeal of blue laws in North Carolina.
That's all I'm going to hear now. Sorry, keep going. I should not be drinking this.
Whatever. And North Carolina hit another roadblock. The House of Representatives voted against getting rid of them.
What?
So the House of Representatives want to keep their blue laws. And they're going to keep their blue balls as well after their wives hear what they had to say about it.
All right, keep going.
But what's coming to light now are comments made by the male House members in the chamber floor. Their argument for keeping the law, so wives can use the time to make their husbands breakfast in bed.
Oh, someone's going to die.
Yeah, you were correct.
And it someone's was, not going to have any balls left when I would get done with that.
One lawmaker in favor of keeping the law in place feels Sunday mornings should be used for your wife to make you breakfast in bed. And I quote.
Okay.
Spending time with your wife, your husband, making him breakfast, bringing it to him in bed, and then after that, go take a walk for your kids. Or go take your kids for a walk.
There's so many things wrong with that statement. Okay, first of all, your children are not pets. And second of all, I envision someone who thinks he's king sitting in bed with his many wives bringing him things while he sits there and they feed him kind of crap.
He's munching on grapes.
Ma'am, oh, there would be so many things happening to that man and he wouldn't even know it. Because that's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. I told you this would be an explicit show. Anyway, yeah. So that was Representative Bernie Satrum. I think that's
And he's name. Actually married?
He's actually, oh, I don't know. I didn't look that deeply into his.
I was going to say.
But likely
he's really sorry for her.
Yeah, he's a Republican and likely is.
Anyways.
Another feels his wife spends all his hard-earned money the rest of the week and his wallet needs a day off. And I quote, I don't know about you, but my wife has no problem spending everything I earn in 6.5 days. I don't think it hurts at all to have a half day off.
So what's his point? So that she can't get into the stores to spend his money?
Yes.
Until noon.
Until noon.
Wow.
So not to mention the fact that blue laws are patently unconstitutional because it requires businesses to adhere to a religious
concept.
Right? Mm-hmm. But they don't, and it's only for Sunday, by the way. Yeah, they don't care about the Sabbath on Saturday or Friday evening for other people. Mm-hmm. They don't care. It's only for Sunday morning.
Right. And these men are married.
Well, like you said, they did not repeal the Blue Balls Amendment.
It's a damn good thing, too. Oh, there's so many things wrong with that. Oh, my God, I'd have to kill them. Slowly, painfully, very sneakily. Sneakily?
Yeah.
Anyways,
so that's just frustrating. I remember blue laws growing up. I'm going to have to move on from this story here in a second. Because we would go to South Carolina, and they had those laws.
Stick with that.
And you couldn't do anything on Sunday morning.
No, I remember, because it was really irritating when we tried to get anything done. Especially if you're an early riser, and you like to get out before crowds and whatnot, and every damn thing is closed.
Yeah, even the gas stations were closed. You couldn't even buy gas in some towns.
Yeah, I mean, it was like our honeymoon all over again, because we got married on the winter solstice and every freaking thing was closed that following week because of Christmas.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So these laws need to go away. They're old, they're antiquated. Well, and these guys, so
there's a whole underlying issue here with how they see women.
Right.
I mean, regardless of their stupid, dumbass law, they got some really fucked up ideas on how they look at women.
So Representative Lanning, which was the last guy I quoted, said he intended it to be humorous.
Yeah, sure he did.
Yeah. And he adds, maybe those people lack a sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah. Well, maybe you shouldn't make such off-color remarks.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because that's not really that humorous when you're talking in that manner. I mean,
he's not really kidding.
No, he's
not.
That's
the point.
That's, yeah.
If anybody's funny, I'm funnier than any of them.
On occasion.
A sense of humor I have got.
Yeah.
And his idea of women That ain't even close.
True.
I'm done.
Okay, we'll move on.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Wesley.
We host the Atheist Nomads podcast.
We're godless geeks who take a skeptical look at
politics, religion, science, technology, and history.
We also interview leaders in the atheist, skeptic, and humanist community.
Check us out at atheistnomads.com.
That's atheistnomads.com.
So FFRF has a problem with the Seattle mayor.
Okie dokie.
I know. Normally when people think of Seattle, they don't think of violations of separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
We're usually pretty good around here.
Right.
But the mayor has just gotten the attention of the FFRF.
Okay.
The mayor will give his State of the City speech from a local mosque.
Now, that is a violation of church and state, is it not?
I believe it is.
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
Right. And this is the first time the annual speech is held outside City Hall.
Right. So I could say that.
In a statement, the city said both the city and Idris Mosque are committed to American ideal of separation of church and state. With its address, Mayor Murray and council are standing with Seattle Muslim community in their house of worship as we fight state-sanctioned discrimination by the Trump administration.
Well, and I totally understand where they were going with this because of, you know, how Muslims are being viewed right now thanks to Trumpet.
Right.
But what's wrong is this isn't how you go about doing that.
No, this is the wrong
way. It's going, again, in the complete opposite direction.
So this is one of the problems I have with a lot of leftist is the word, right? Uh-huh. So the extreme liberals is that they want to be too inclusive of the Muslim community.
Right.
Right. They want to, I guess, coddle is the word.
Uh-huh.
And so to be clear, the Idris Mosque has been vandalized twice.
Yes. And it's ridiculous.
It is. And I don't agree with vandalism of a mosque.
Of any
religious structure. Yeah. Any structure,
and
right?
I was going to say any structure.
But to go so far as to have the first time the city does a...
It's too far over.
It's too far over the line, right?
Yeah.
You're going... The pendulum has now swung the other way.
Right. And that's what drives me nuts is instead of, you know, you're fighting for them not to be so, say, Christian over here and doing stuff in churches and stuff that they shouldn't be doing. Now they're swinging it the other way and they're doing it, you know, in, you know, Muslim places. It doesn't matter. It's religion, religion, religion. It doesn't matter. State and religion don't go together. They have their each and individual places. They have their rights to have their each individual places and a purpose for them, but you don't intermix them.
Right.
And when you start intermixing them, even if it's, you know, for the opposite of what it was, if it's still in the religious venue, you're still doing the wrong damn thing again.
Right.
Why can't we ever just do things in the middle of the line? Why does it always got to be too much this way or too much that way? It's like just a little of everything. It's called moderation, people.
Yeah, moderation. That's something Americans don't understand.
God, no, they don't.
No. Well, the FFRF agrees with us.
Uh-huh.
Sam Grover, staff attorney, said, "We absolutely stand with the mayor, with Mayor Murray, for coming out against discrimination against Muslims.
But what
is potentially problematic is the way the message is being delivered."
Right.
"The mayor here risks creating an appearance of a preference for the Muslim community over the Christian community, Jewish community, or the atheist agnostic community."
Right.
Which is exactly what's going on.
Right. You don't go with one or another. You stick with state. You stick right. with government facilities to do these speeches. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the religion is. Who cares?
I know.
It doesn't go together.
So these State of the City addresses should come directly from City Hall. Or if they need a bigger venue, they can go to one of the non-religious
locations. Yeah.
I mean, go to Key Arena. I don't care.
Yeah, something that has absolutely no religion affiliated to it in any way, whether it's, you know, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheism is not a religion, but whatever. But,
under,
you know,
legal
whatever.
Standing it is.
Yes, I know. Under legal protection is why it is.
Yes, I know.
But anyways, that's beside the point. But yeah, it needs to be just separate and stop swinging both directions. Just kind of go with the middle flow, you know?
I agree.
"Has In God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmodel.us.
So I got another news story that's going to really piss you off.
Good idea.
So this comes to us from Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Republican State Rep Justin Humphrey introduced House Bill 1441 earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's just, you don't care, right? Humphrey's bill, would require a pregnant woman, whom he referred to as host, while discussing the bill, seeking an abortion to obtain written consent from the man who impregnated her.
There will be a cold day in hell before a woman needs to ask the fucking father who impregnated her if he says she can do it or not.
It also requires a woman seeking an abortion to identify the man who impregnated her and at her own expense.
What?
And allows a man who challenges the woman's claim to demand and pay for paternity tests. So the woman can say, this dude impregnated me.
Uh-huh.
The man can challenge and make her pay for the paternity test.
So that would be like every man, uh-huh.
Well, not every man. Some might say yes. Humphrey tried to explain the logic and intent behind the measure.
Uh-huh. There's logic here?
Not much.
Any.
I understand that they feel like that it is their body. Yes, it is their body. We could stop right there.
I hear a big butt coming on.
Yeah, big butt's right.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it is a separate, what I call them is, you're a host.
Oh, so this is the movie Aliens now.
Yeah. And you know, when you enter into a relationship, you're going to be that host. And so, you know, if you pre-know, then take all precautions and don't get pregnant.
That's some English he's got going on there.
Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I'm at. I'm like, hey, your body is your body and be responsible with it. But after you're irresponsible, then don't claim, well, I can just go and do this with another body when you're the host and you invited that in.
So he thinks women get themselves pregnant then?
No, I'm pretty sure according to him,
it's all the woman's fault for getting pregnant in the first place.
I'm pretty sure he knows how it works.
Doesn't sound like he gets much because he doesn't know how it works.
He understands that there's a father involved. Mm. And that's as far as he goes. So here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
And this is how I see this.
Uh-huh.
This is essentially putting a pregnant woman into involuntary servitude for 9 months.
Yeah.
Making her an incubator.
Yeah, she has no purpose other than to be an incubator, and she's expendable once that thing comes out.
Right.
Which, okay. There's so much wrong with this. It's just mind-boggling, actually. Okay, first of all, I'm still stuck on the ask the fucking father whether she can do it or not.
I agree.
There is no damn way in hell that is ever gonna freaking happen.
I agree.
Ever.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I mean, what is his point on that? I mean, seriously, is he gonna tell his daughters this? Or his mother or wife or something, if that were to ever happen?
I don't know. But here's the thing. He calls him host.
Okay, yeah, I know that. But I'm getting back to the father's stupid shit. Okay, let's say you have a circumstance where this woman, sometimes child, by the way, is raped. Okay. And that's how she becomes pregnant.
So there is a provision in there that does allow for rape. And they don't have to do this for rape. Or incest.
And this was his thoughts?
Yeah, that's, I don't know if he put that in, but it's in there.
Uh-huh.
It's in the bill.
Well, that's a shocking turn.
Yes.
Okay, so it's just regular, you still got to ask the man, baby, I want to get an abortion. Can I do this? Please, 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 please.
Yeah, basically.
I don't fucking think so.
If the guy says no, you have to carry it full term.
Yeah, he can go suck it. He can freaking carry it himself.
That was one of my points. So
I mean,
if the guy wants...
Do you know what pregnancy does to your body?
I don't, but I've seen it happen.
I do three times over.
Two times.
Well, I was technically two times. And when you have twins, it's even worse. So don't even get me started
there. So 2.5.
But still, I mean, if this is their opinion, their asses can carry it. Take, what is it, that movie with...
twins.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, not twins.
Not twins, you idiot.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the surrogate carrier of the child, and Danny DeVito was the doctor. Anyways, besides that, let the damn man carry the child if he wants it to not happen.
That was my point. If he wants to have the baby go to full term, he needs to take that responsibility on.
Hell yeah. Not that's going
to
happen.
And one of the things that I ran into in working with this is that people want to assign personhood to the fetus.
Oh,
right? And they're saying it's murder. Right, so this is a huge abortion issue on that, and I have this thing, and this relates to this directly. So let's take it that we assign personhood to a fetus, right? That makes them officially a person.
Okay.
So no one is required to give bodily fluids or organs to someone who is dying.
Okay.
So you're not required by law
to donate anything,
even dead bodies. Don't have to donate things, right? To save another person's life.
Right.
So, if you take the personhood issue, hand it to a fetus, then you have the same thing. A woman is not required to give over her bodily fluids, give over her organs to sustain this other person.
Yet that's exactly what we do.
Right, that's exactly what you do. But you shouldn't be required by law to do it. We don't require by law that you get hooked up to a transfusion machine and you sit there and you feed someone blood, right? That's not legal. So why is it different? Why do they see it differently when it's a fetus if they're saying it's a person? Legally, if you take that legality, that's where you're sitting at.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting way to look at it. I mean, if you do it strictly just with the legal aspect of it.
And that's what they're trying to do. I realize they're putting a lot of emotion into it, but it's different, right? If we are talking about a person, then you have to create a new class for fetus, which would have more rights than a woman.
Which gets really complicated considering, one, the woman creates this the entire 9 months, the whole time is in the process of creating and bringing this thing to life. Two, is carrying it the whole time, let alone what it does to their body.
Right.
So it's not just a one person scenario.
Right.
It either one, I mean, the fetus cannot happen without the carrier.
Without permission.
Without the woman's consent of it.
Right. Because there are other ways to take care of that. Dangerous ways. And doing a law like this would bring in those dangerous ways. They would just go to back alley abortions.
I was going to say the way that it used to be back in the day, which was so, so bad.
Right. You would have rusty knives and coat hangers.
Yeah. Horrible things used to happen. But back to the whole asking the goddamn man's permission.
See, I told you.
There's no fucking way.
I agree.
What is that shit?
Well, they believe that since he donated half the DNA, that he has half the right to its life.
Not exactly. I mean, yes, he donated the DNA to make it happen, but when it comes to caring and creating the child, that's all on the woman.
Right.
So, which, you know, sometimes when you have women who can't carry a baby to term or have, you know, problems that causes them to not be able to become pregnant, you know, things of that nature, again, that's all on the woman's body. It's the woman's body that allows this child to come to life and to be carried to term and delivered and everything else. The man's got no damn thing to do other than dropping his deposit. That's all he does.
Yeah, that's all he has to do.
Yeah, and there's no way that would pass, by the way.
I certainly hope not.
No, there's no freaking way a woman is ever going to have to ask any damn man's permission. What the hell country does he think we're in, by the way?
That sounds a lot like Sharia law.
But that's what was going through my head. I don't freaking think so. Oh, boy, some people would be getting hurt right now. Anyways, I think we need to move on, because I'm getting mad.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
All right, now it's my turn to get mad.
Okay, but I'll probably still top you, but sure.
So this week we have a Potter Award for a group that holds a very special place in my heart.
Okay, that's just weird.
If you recall, last year there was an initiative that would have repealed the anti-discrimination language that allows transgender individuals to use facilities they identify with.
Right, I remember, yeah.
This movement was spearheaded by the incorrectly named Just Want Privacy. Right. Well, they're at it again.
God.
So they're introducing another petition.
Petition, right.
And here's the law as currently written.
Okay.
It says, all covered entities shall allow individuals the use of gender-segregated facilities, such as restrooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, and homeless or emergency shelters that are consistent with the individual's gender expression or gender identity.
So translate.
So people can use whatever fucking bathroom they identify with.
Right, that's what I got.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, this one makes me mad. It's one of the few things that make me drop F-bombs.
Yeah, so does that mean if they're standing outside the store with those petitions again, you're going to go off on them again?
I'm going to try and be nicer. I'll use less.
I'd prefer you not get arrested. That would be fun.
Well, I have a plan. We'll go over that later.
Okay.
So it also says a covered entity shall not request or require an individual to use a gender-segregated facility that is inconsistent with the individual's gender expression or gender identity, or request or require an individual to use a separate gender-neutral facility.
Okay.
Saying they can't.
Make them do it.
They can't have a trans woman go into a men's bathroom.
Right.
Simply because they still have men parts.
Right.
And it says, whenever feasible, covered entities are encouraged to provide options for privacy, such as single-use gender-neutral bathroom or private changing areas that are available to any individual desiring privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's Washington Administrative Code 162-32-060, okay, if you want to look it up.
Okay.
There's a little more to it, but that's the main parts.
Uh-huh.
But the new repeal attempt would strip all of that away.
What is their deal with the goddamn bathrooms?
Yeah, and it would also limit the ability to make any laws in the future protecting transgender people.
So they just want to discriminate and continue forever.
And here's how it'll do that.
Uh-huh.
In the new petition, which is, did I ever give the number? It's I-1552.
Okay.
It would, in Section 7, it gives a new definition clause. Mm-hmm. It provides that terms female, male, woman, man, sex, and gender means one sex or gender as determined biologically or genetically at birth.
Wow.
So
what happens for those who are born with both parts?
I'm not sure. They don't seem to address that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they actually worry about
that.
What
is their deal with being so discriminatory towards this? I don't understand it.
I honestly don't either.
I mean,
it's a complete misunderstanding of transgender.
Well, that's an understatement.
I mean, we had Callie on, mm-hmm, last month, and she did a really good breakdown of what transgender is.
Right.
I suggest you go listen to it if you haven't heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, go listen to Callie's actual show, The Gaytheist Manifesto, and you'll get a lot more insight on it.
Right.
But
I don't understand why they're bringing this up again. One, it was already done.
They lost last year. They couldn't even get enough signatures. Okay, in a state of 7 million people,
mm-hmm,
they only have to get like 250,000 signatures.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't even get 250,000 signatures.
What makes them think that they're going to get it this time? Because of all the Trump crazies?
Because of all the Trump crazies.
And how everybody's kind of going loco right now?
So I think we covered this a few episodes back, but the pre-filed bills,
mm-hmm,
include something with almost this exact language going through the legislature here in Washington.
What?
So the legislature's trying to do the exact same thing. They're hitting it from two sides.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, the legislature one is stuck in committee, and the committee chair said she'll never let it see the light of day.
Good.
So we're safe there.
Right, right.
But the fact that we have both going on is really problematic.
Yeah. But it's total bullshit. I mean, I guess it's just me. I don't know. I don't understand what the hell their problem is. I mean, are they going to start, how do they plan on proving biologically who they say they're, or, you know, who they're biologically were?
Well,
you know?
I do believe their hero is Trump, and he's really good at pussy grabbing.
Jesus, don't even get me fucking started on that. Oh my God, don't get me started.
So they'll
on
just
that.
Have Trump surrogates standing there grabbing.
Well, and what about, you know, if someone's had surgery, you know, that's
right,
corrected it.
Well,
so
then the biologically kicks in, because then they are biologically.
Well, I'm assuming by biologically they're saying and assuming biologically at birth. Is
yeah,
what
it actually does say at birth, but I'm not sure if that applies to genetically or biologically. But basically, they're saying even a post-operative transgender may not be able to go into the bathroom of their choice.
I mean, that's like saying women who have, say, A cup boob size can no longer use the women in the C cup bathroom size, even though they've had breast implants to get up to a C or something.
Right. That's kind of the same thing.
I mean, it's
a little different.
Stupid.
But
no, I mean, I just, I don't understand what is their problem with someone using the bathroom and how the hell they plan on enforcing this.
Right. And like I said,
I mean,
their name is incorrect. It is absolutely false. It's just want privacy. How can you just want privacy when you want to invade someone else's privacy to find out what their gender is?
Well, not to mention when you go to the bathroom, you go in, you get out.
Well, this is also about locker rooms and showers and changing rooms and stuff like that. Right. So there's a possibility of seeing other people.
Well, just FYI, when you change in a locker room, if you change out in the open versus, say, you know, in a because you have, you know, sometimes you have stalls or something that you can go in as well. If you change out in the open, you chose to change there, which means you don't mind the other people in that room looking at you.
Right. And most, from what I understand, most transgender people are probably not going to change out in the open. They're likely to avoid that situation.
I'm not even transgender, and I still wouldn't.
I tend to avoid that situation
anyways. I mean, privacy, thank you.
Okay, so I went to their homepage because they really pissed me off. I'm actually blocked from their Facebook page.
That doesn't surprise me.
From last year.
Oh, wow.
That's how I went off on them last year.
Keep going.
And they make some amazing claims.
Amazing.
Just the greatest claims. Fact number one, right now in Washington, any man can enter any woman's locker room in the entire state and declare his right to be there. Women who protest will be asked to leave and subject to penalty.
Say what?
Bull fucking shit.
That is such a damn lie, it's not even funny.
So, the law specifically states, consistent with the individual's gender expression and gender identity, a person who identifies as a man, cannot walk into a women's bathroom.
Right.
And especially with the intent of doing something criminal. Yep. That's already illegal.
And that's what I don't understand. They kind of keep forgetting the part that doing illegal activity is already illegal regardless of who is doing it.
Right. And they and what makes it even worse is they are equating preoperative transgenders to being either male or female and not what they identify as. So they completely misunderstand what transgender is.
Right. They think that they still have the other tendencies is what they see.
Right. And it's not, they just don't understand.
No. It's not even that hard, really. I mean, just do a little, you know, research and learn a little bit, and it's actually fairly simple to understand.
Okay. Point number two.
Mm-hmm.
That this current law promotes a rape culture and repealing it would be protecting women and little girls. Again, fucking false.
So damn false, it's not even funny.
Even with this law in place, it's already illegal for anyone to enter any space with the intent of raping anybody in that space.
I know. I love how they just make it seem like these don't exist already.
Gender identity has zero zip nada to do with that.
I mean, it's according to them, it's a free-for-all right now. And we should all be terrified to use the bathroom.
And they also failed to address all the men-boy rapes that happened in the men's room.
That's where I was going to go with this. There's more of that goes on than anything.
Here's what got me banned last year. They also failed to address the religious leaders' pedophiles. They refuse to even think about that.
They don't exist, you know.
Yeah. All the priests raping all these little boys, all these youth pastors doing all that. If you want to hear more about that, go listen in the Name of God podcast because he's all over that.
Right.
Very good.
But yeah, I mean, it's amazing how they think these things are going, forget it. It's not even worth it. Just go.
Yeah. And I'm very thorough in my use of the Potter Award, and I make sure that the these folks really deserve it, although they've deserved it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I perused their social media post and found a real gem.
Okay. Gem.
Gem.
Gem, honey. Gem.
Gem.
Not Jim. Gem.
Gem, Jim, whatever.
It's like you and pen. You can't do pin and pen.
It's I-E and whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, it's pin and pen.
Pen.
Pin and pen.
Mike Pence.
Oh, shut up and move on.
Like this reply to a post telling them that the offenders that they were posting, because their Facebook page is full of postings of all these offenders.
Uh-huh.
Right, all these sex offenders.
Right.
Weren't even transgendered, which they're not.
Right.
Just what privacy says, you should probably know that transgender people don't enjoy being called transgenders. Fuck you. Seriously.
They don't even understand transgender, so how can they speak for them? That's pretty damn rude and presumptuous to try and speak for them.
Fuck. I mean, I
you don't speak for anyone. You don't tell them what they identify and don't identify.
Especially when
with.
You don't even know one. I can tell by the way that they phrase all their stuff. They don't even know a single fucking transgender person.
Or understand it.
Or they don't think they know one. I'm pretty sure they know one.
Maybe.
They're becoming more and more
accepted.
Well, not just open. Accepted. They're prevalent, right?
Uh-huh.
Transgender people have been around forever.
Right.
Right? It's just part of human nature.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they know one.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that they say that they don't enjoy being called transgender, no. It's you mean whether that
they know one, but they don't know they know one.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, clarify.
Yeah. So, yeah, that has nothing to do with it. It's a technical term. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's a technical term. And most of them don't seem to mind, at least the ones I know. They always come out, well, I'm trans. Well, we know that, right? They don't mind being called transgender because that's how they identify.
Right.
I'm a trans woman. I'm a trans man. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. But either way, I still say back to you don't tell someone what they call themselves. That's not your place to do. You know, no one can tell someone else who they are.
Right.
And that's pretty ridiculous of them to say that.
And they're trying to use transgender like it's some sort of slur.
Yes.
Right? That it's an insult. And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to redefine that word to something that it's not.
Right.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
So we also have the fact that every single one of their posted offenders were cisgendered. Not one was transgender. A single one.
Oh, uh-huh.
There were a couple cross-dressers, uh-huh. which are not transgender.
No.
There were a couple... There were a couple homosexuals, but most of them were cisgendered, straight Caucasians.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that leads me to its assumption that they are not interested in protecting women and children. Not really.
Right.
At least not the way they think they are.
Uh-huh.
This is a Trojan horse for the anti-trans community to act like they are doing something good while actively discriminating against other people.
Yeah, I guess that's just my thing with, you know, why they have such an issue with this bathroom thing. And it all just comes down to discriminating because that's all people like them seem to want to do.
And here's why I think it's important on this show, Secular Yakking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just because I'm an SJW and this pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
Because I am under the assumption, and with good reason because of some of the other stuff they've done, uh-huh. that this is entirely religiously based. This is entirely Christian based.
More than likely it is.
Well, if you go to their website, they have a tab for pastors.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? And they have enough religious language on their website and their Facebook page to make me understand that it is very religiously based.
A lot of times that's mostly where this stuff comes from. Anything along the lines of, like, hell, just discriminating alone, it's usually religious based.
Yeah, almost always.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important. Some people might say that I shouldn't be concentrating on these issues, but yes, I should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are important to me.
And I always get really kind of irritated when they say, you know, you should be concentrating on, say, something else instead of this that you're why can't you do more things than one?
Right.
I never understood that. You literally can do more than one thing.
Right, which just makes me want to turn around and say, well, why are you talking to me about this? Why aren't you out there concentrating on that thing you're talking about?
Right.
Let me do me, and you do you, period.
Right. I don't know. I just think I don't understand discriminating at all for any reason, no matter what the discrimination is. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, we watched that movie the other night. The
Birth of a Nation?
Oh my God, was I so pissed off after that movie.
Yes.
And I'm like, they should be showing this in school. High school, right? Uh-huh. This is not the history they taught us.
No. And that was actually really good, because after I watched it, I was thinking, wow, I didn't know that's how the whole active movement of, you know, getting slavery abolished kind of came about.
Yeah. I mean, even after watching, like, Glory, mm-hmm. right? And you see what happened in Glory, which was...
I haven't seen that in years.
But it was a higher view of it. It didn't get as detailed.
Right.
But you still saw some of it. And they're like, they didn't teach us that in school.
Well, that's why I like The Birth of a Nation. I thought that was pretty damn insightful.
Yeah, well, we kind of got off subject.
Yeah, we totally got off subject. But it was back, it's with the discriminating again and not treating people equally for one reason or another.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And I cannot grasp that concept. Nope. I just can't.
And I think that we as reasonable human beings should oppose discrimination whenever we find it.
No matter what it's for.
Right.
No matter what it's discriminating.
I agree.
It doesn't matter. Big, small, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it all counts.
Yeah. But I do think we need to come to an end on our show, babe, because you're getting a little cuckoo clocks.
Whatever. I suppose that's all the yakking I'm allowed this week.
That is correct. You are not allowed to yak anymore today.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye. Bye.